Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back to the Fan Evening Show. Jason Mackey here with you. It is opening night across the NHL. The Penguins are in New York City taking on the Rangers, the Mike Sullivan grudge match, the Dan Muse debut. So much fun stuff. Let's go out to the fan hotline where we find Greg Wyshynski, senior writer for ESPN. He is at MSG. Greg, what's going on, man? How are you?
Doing well, doing well. Who's got more money on the board tonight, Mike Sullivan or Sid and Gino? To take care of Mike Sullivan. That's the big question.
I'm going with Mike Sullivan, maybe? I don't know. It's going to be intriguing either way. And I'm very curious to hear, Greg, your sort of assessment of this Penguins team, of this matchup a little bit. But, you know, being a national voice, you know, obviously you're not spending a ton of time wading through the minutiae of Penguins stuff. But, I mean, how much are they on your radar? How do you look at this, the Penguins team, and assess them right now?
Well, I mean, I think expectations are very high right now for this team this season. I mean,
accurate.
You look at this lineup and it's sort of piecemeal a little bit. You have a journeyman like Anthony Mantha, for example, slotted next to Malkin, and the left side of the defense feels like a random name generator in the lineup tonight. You know, listen, like a lot of national people, I'm sorry to say, but like we're all kind of waiting to see what happens with any of the big names and whether or not they've had their fill of losing and potentially rebuilding to finally, you know, ask out and try something new before the trade deadline. It sucks that that's the narrative this early. I mean, I talked to Sid in Vegas and he was trying to be as optimistic as possible about a young team, maybe coming together and finding groove early in the season. But the reality is that, you know, they may not necessarily have the same kind of supporting cast to do what Washington did. And if that's not the case, then some veterans are going to have to make some decisions about what they want to do for the next few years.
I'm guessing you, along with others, are probably pretty surprised that these guys have not done that yet. Am I right? That they have not yet asked for a trade or that they're still sort of sticking this out?
There's a lot of loyalty in this league, and it's not just in Pittsburgh with guys like Malkin and Sid. You know, there's a lot of players that would love to be lifers, to spend their entire career with one team. In some cases, you know, the teams make that decision and you don't get a chance to. In other cases, you know, things just get so dire that it's time to leave. I think about Patrick Kane in Chicago as an example, where it was pretty obvious that they were going to tear that thing down to the studs and he didn't want to be there anymore. It kind of feels like that vibe in Pittsburgh. And, you know, Sid's got a lot of loyalty to this team. He's got a lot of loyalty to the city. He's comfortable. It's his comfort zone. You know, I think he's hoping against hope that it won't come to that. But for him, for Gino, who's obviously in a different contractual situation than Sid, you know, these are the kinds of decisions they have to start to make if they want to be contending for a cup before their careers are done.
Fan Evening Show. We're chatting with Greg Wyshynski live from New York City. Greg, you spend a lot of time around MSG. I know most times where I'm there, I end up bumping into you. I think the last time I saw you was in an elevator. But what have you made of Mike Sullivan and the Rangers so far? And also, what has the Rangers fan base, do you think, what has that group made of Mike Sullivan so far?
Oh, I think they're optimistic about Sullivan just because, you know, the Laviolette was not a very popular coach here, you know, with amongst the fans. So the change is good. I think there's always been a desire to see him come back to a team where he was, you know, obviously an assistant coach here before. You know, the Rangers are an interesting team. The fact that they've gone through some real growing pains over the last few months in transforming this roster into something different than it was at the start of last year, thinking specifically about, you know, the no trade drama around guys like Jacob Trouba and Chris Kreider and then, you know, trading for JT Miller and making him the captain. Like, they've gone to great pain through great pains in trying to kind of create a culture on this team that they felt needs to happen for them to be successful in the playoffs. And that didn't exist with the veteran group that was there. So it led to a lot of drama last year in the locker room, a lot of tough conversations, a lot of anger at management for some of the moves that they made. But now, you know, they're in a different place. I think Miller is going to be a great top line center for them. Zibanejad on the wing is a good move. Will Cooley on the left side on that line is great. You know, I think they're all hoping for Adam Fox to be better. I think they're all hoping Shesterkin could be Shesterkin. And, you know, when you look at this division and you look at this conference, there's no reason to believe they can't contend for a wild card spot. And despite some question marks on the depth side of their defense and maybe in their forward group, I think they're still going to be above some of the other teams that we have in the Metro.
On a lighter note, how's your Boston accent? Can you hit Sullivan with a good moving forward?
that's good, man.
Thanks. I heard it,
know,
a lot.
I tend not to traffic in the Boston accent. It reminds me of you know, sometimes when people try to do an accent and you slip into Jamaican.
Yeah,
and that might have happened to me once or twice, and I've tried to do an accent. So I try not to stay. I stay away. I let my natural New Jersey dialect take me and carry me in conversation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Boy, all right. So we were talking about the Sidney Crosby trade stuff, Greg, and I know this isn't going to go away. We're chatting with Greg Wyshynski from ESPN here on the Fan Evening Show, but I don't understand this. Maybe you can connect some dots for me. What do you think Pat Brisson was getting at in his comments, like late this summer, early this fall, whenever the heck it was? Like, there had to be some sort of motivation there. What do you think he was trying to convey?
I think it's just a situation where Pat and others around Sid are just being honest, which is that they all want him to move on. And you know, Sid is the outlier. Sid has not made that decision, does not want to make that decision. But, I mean, it's got to be tough for him when his agent and others have clearly communicated that they think it's better for him to no longer be a Penguin. And also, let's face it, better for the league to have a guy who's probably still the most famous player still active, be a part of the postseason on another team. So, you know, as far as like what's the calculation, what's the math that Pat's working with there, It could just be to try to like let this thing come to a boil by stoking speculation about places like Montreal, for example. But ultimately, I think everyone involved knows that there's one guy that's going to determine what happens, and that's Sid. And he clearly hasn't, you know, given the green light to explore anything yet as far as being outside of Pittsburgh.
Couple more minutes with Greg Wyshynski here on the Fan Evening Show. Greg, when you write something on Sid, or Emily Kaplan has a big piece on ESPN today about Sid, I'm assuming that still moves the needle a great deal for you guys, right? Like, that is still one of your most popular topics, subjects, anything like that, correct?
Sure, absolutely. And especially, you know, when it comes to his legacy in Pittsburgh, when it comes to his future in this league. And let's not forget about what happened yesterday. I mean, there were two huge stories that we were all looking forward to covering and maybe also putting out there for a couple clicks this season. And now one of them's off the table with McDavid staying in Edmonton on that two-year extension. So now, as I noted in my winners and losers column on the McDavid contract, one of the losers was Sid, because all the attention now is going to be on him. Like, his name will be on every trade board. His name is going to be in constant rumor mills about where he might end up as the Penguins, you know, most likely drop down the standings as the season goes on. So, it's going to be unavoidable, and it's going to be its own cottage industry by the time we get to the trade deadline.
Oh, goody. I can't wait. No, all right. Last question here, Greg. If this goes where we think it's going to go, right, and the Penguins probably at the trade deadline aren't going to be in it, they're going to be looking to sell off assets or whatever, who do you expect to go from this team? You know, from a list of, I don't know, Erik Karlsson, Brian Rust, Rickard Rakell, even Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, how deep would you envision those cuts being?
I don't know what the market is for Letang. I know that Carlson's had teams sniffing around him for a long time, and there may be a fit somewhere. At this stage in his career, I don't think he's a top pairing guy, but I think that he could definitely find a place on someone's blue line, provided the money works. In covering this sport as long as you and I have, we know that when there's a consensus about a rumor, it tends to have maybe some truth to it. And there are just way too many people taking it as gospel that Evgeny Malkin is going to go to the Florida Panthers as a replacement for Barkov. He obviously has a house down in South Florida. One assumes he's got a relationship with Bobrovsky. The idea that could happen, I think there's too many people saying it to ignore. And then with Sid, I mean, listen, I am of the mind that he's going to move on. And I know that there's some people that believe it could be in the summer. I just think if you're Sid, by the trade deadline, you're going to have a real good idea of who's good and who's bad and who's close to a cup and who's not. And maybe one of those teams, you know, has a guy from Cole Harbor on it that you might want to play with. And so I'm just saying that, like, by the trade deadline, he's going to have a good sense of the landscape. And if he's sick of the losing, he's going to have his pick of where to go. And those teams will easily clear out salary cap space to acquire him.
Wish, thanks so much, man. Appreciate it. Always a pleasure. Hope to get up to New York soon and see you. Enjoy the game tonight.
Would love it, man. Thanks.
All right, brother. Take care. Greg Wyshynski from ESPN.com, senior writer there, does a fantastic job. Make sure you follow him. Of course, you do. At Wyshynski is his handle on Twitter or X. And some really good stuff there on Sidney Crosby and the national perspective on what this is like. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we will react to that. There's something that Greg said in there in about the final 2 or 3 minutes that really caught my attention. I want to dig deeper into that. First, I want to tell you the fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And fan Twitter, it's brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Let's dig a little bit more into the Sidney Crosby trade speculation. As Greg said, it's probably not going to go away. It's only going to intensify. And, buckle up. Thankful, aren't we all? I don't want to see it anymore, but I will weigh into my thoughts on Sidney Crosby and what ultimately happens here. It differs a little bit from what Greg thinks, but we'll talk about it when we get back. You're listening to The Fan Evening Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.